Unit 3, Lesson 3.
Today on Project Earth, we have Dr. Ethan Phillips of Columbia University's Biosphere 2 project. For those who are unfamiliar with Biosphere 2, it's a long-term ecology project in the Sonora Desert of Arizona. Dr. Phillips, what exactly is a biosphere?
A biosphere is an airtight, self-contained greenhouse.
So it's like a greenhouse for growing vegetables in cold weather?
Well, sort of. But it's much more sophisticated than a normal greenhouse. A biosphere is entirely independent from the surrounding environment and has its own ecosystems.
And what is the purpose of Biosphere 2?
Well, as I said, it has its own internal ecosystems, including a rainforest, an ocean, and a cool coastal desert, among others. Botanists, biologists, ecologists, and other scientists use Biosphere 2 to study the effects of environmental changes on the Earth's ecosystems.
Do they control those changes?
Yes. They can change rainfall, temperature, and carbon dioxide levels to simulate changes that may happen on Earth.
And what is the benefit of understanding those changes?
If scientists can understand and predict environmental changes, they may be able to prevent future ecological disasters.
Has Biosphere 2 always been an ecosystems laboratory?
No. In the early 90s, it was used for an experiment to test whether humans could live in a closed ecosystem. We wanted information about the possibilities of life in space stations, or even on other planets.
How did the experiment work?
From 1991 to 1993, 8 scientists lived in the biosphere. They were completely self-sufficient. They grew all their own food and controlled every aspect of their lives.
And they didn't come out of the biosphere for 2 years?
No, and life wasn't easy. They had contact only with each other.
Was the experiment a success?
In general, yes. All the scientists said that though it had been very difficult, they felt it was a positive experience. They said they had learned to be calmer, to take life more slowly, and to be more tolerant.
You've been listening to Dr. Ethan Phillips of Columbia University. If you would like more information on Biosphere 2, there is a Biosphere 2 website. Thank you for listening to Project Earth.